This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 6:39 in the morning. I'm Khoo Chong, joined by Joyce Kuo. That was Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. This song came out in 1984, I think. And if you know this track from then.
I know this track.
You know the track from then? Really?
Yeah. I try to make me say how old I am on air.
You're one of those young ones, aren't you?
Well, it's a great song. I remember listening to this on the radio when I was young.
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know, he's probably quite old now, but he's evolved into a photographer and kind of like an influencer himself. Okay, let's move along to one of the stories that have grabbed our attention, okay? Now, the Socialist Party of Malaysia, they want the government to reintroduce BRIM, and you know how the new government doesn't like the word BRIM, right? But they want the new government to reintroduce BRIM, and they want it to be kind of like a bit of a different take, because I think what Pakatan Harapan wanted to do, they wanted to have 2% of the husband's income you know, kind of like transferred into a wife EPF account, mm-hmm. right? And kind of like a new account to be created. And thereby giving the wife a bit of savings for the future. Dr. Michael Jayakumar doesn't want this, right? Because he's the Central Committee member of PSM, the Socialist Party of Malaysia. He doesn't think that's useful because A, it doesn't enter your pocket now because you've got to wait until you're at least 50 to tap that money. Mm-hmm. And B, it's kind of like it smacks of tokenism. Now, what exactly it means, I think because the money can't be very big, it's kind of like a token gesture, okay? So he wants, I think PSM wants the government to introduce BRIM, but only for the bottom 40 people, okay? So 100 ringgit every month to be credited into the wife's account every month for them to defray living expenses. Now, this is interesting because this is kind of like helicopter money.
Yeah, so
but the money, where does it come from? That's my question.
Where does it come from? Yeah. I guess from government funding, right? Because this would be from taxpayers and all that.
Yeah.
But I guess this boils down also to a timing of the cash, because what he's saying is that they need the cash now.
Yeah.
If they give it through EPF, they have to wait. But there are different reasons for putting it into EPF. Maybe it's because they would want them to save for their retirement, like for when they're older.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not working. These are...
There's two different kinds of expenses, right?
Yeah.
Today's expenses,
correct,
are all the cost today and for the household.
Yeah.
And then for your retirement.
For the future and for when you're older.
Yeah.
So this is what he's talking about, is for homemakers, right? Homemakers who do not have a job. And if they need the money now, what he's saying is that some of them need the money now. They can't wait until they're 50. So it's better to just give them spending money now. The cost of running a household, which he says is constantly going up, and
correct,
they need that now.
Correct.
So that is an option. But they have already put in this EPF for, I mean, the contributions to homemakers and for the EPF contributions in their manifesto. And you can see that the Pakatan Harapan government is a very, they're all out to try and tick all the boxes on their manifesto, what they have promised.
Correct.
So, because obviously everyone is watching and looking, right?
You and me included.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, definitely, whether do you think it's better to give them right now something similar to BRIM, or do you think it's better to give them through EPF where they have to wait until they're 50 years old? Tell us.
Yeah, tell us what you think. The Twitter handle is at BFM Radio. And if you want to WhatsApp Joyce and myself, it is 018-789-8899. That's 018-789-8899. You know, the thing is, the government has to grapple with this. It's a big policy decision, right? And it's also got to grapple with the fact that it should not enter into too much of a welfare nanny state, which is what's happened to Europe, right? Because anybody's been to Europe recently in the last 10 years will attest to the fact that it's become a huge welfare state. You've got the dole, you've got unemployment income, you've got social welfare, you've got the labour rights, and basically people in Europe, and I don't want to insult anybody here when I say this, right? But working conditions for the employee are quite favourable in Europe, and I think that's hurt productivity and growth in that part of the world, right?
Mm.
So we don't want to go down that path and be too much of a nanny welfare state,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, we've got to introduce measures which are long-lasting, and I think Tun Daim had this quite good idea, where he suggested that the money that was set aside for BRIM was put into an investment account which had certain yields and certain returns every year, which would then be used to pay well, directly into certain targeted pockets of the population, like the B40, which would then be sustainable over the long term, because then it's kind of like an investment fund, right? It's an asset manager, right? But it's meant for the welfare of the needy.
Yeah,
and
so I guess
interesting.
Yeah, it's good to also maybe just as the saying goes, you know, you don't give the fish, but you teach the
correct
man to fish.
And at the
that
same
be
time,
better.
You do what Vivi Yusuf and what Nilofa, right? What they want?
Nilofa.
They want people to be upskilled in business and entrepreneur skills. They also want people to learn English, mm-hmm, because that's obviously the language of commerce, right? Mm-hmm. You don't be only stuck in your target market, right?
Yeah,
so
it's to improve
all these things,
yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating that these discussions are taking place, because, you know, 5-10 years ago, even 5-6 months ago, they weren't really, right?
And it's great they're reaching out to the young.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not so much, oh, we're older, we know what. You know, it's good that they're reaching out to the young and trying to understand what's happening on the ground.
Okay, well, it's 6:45 in the morning. We're going to be coming back and we're going to be talking about Jack Ma, Alibaba, and Dr. Mahathir's Multimedia Super Corridor. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.